Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Senators at President Trump's impeachment trial today begin 2 days of written questions for House Democrats prosecuting the case and the president's defense team, including White House counsel Pat Cipollone.
This should end now, as quickly as possible.
Lead impeachment manager Adam Schiff says former National Security Advisor John Bolton should be called to testify.
The triers of fact and the judges of the law, and the senators are both, should evaluate John Bolton's credibility for themselves.
President Trump signs a new trade deal into law today.
We will replace the NAFTA nightmare, one of the worst trade deals ever in history, with the incredible brand new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, the USMCA.
The president at a rally in Wildwood, New Jersey. The signing's at 11 o'clock Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
This portion of today's show is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. Here's to people old enough to remember when you needed two keys for one car, one for the ignition and one for the trunk. Nowadays, you just wave your foot under your license plate and your trunk opens because your key's in your purse. And then you push a button to start your car, which doesn't make any noise because it's electric. And now I'm really missing my dad's Ford Mustang.
3 minutes after eight, we've got some traction now on our conundrum. I don't want these people to wait, Rich.
Okay.
No so problem. We can go straight to them. And here's the conundrum. One in three men admit it was my favorite as a kid, and it still is today. What is this that they have loved and refused to change for their whole life? And we start with Jody.
Hey, Greg. I think it's Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh. No.
Darn.
No, it's not that.
No,
thank you.
Interesting guess, though. Thank you, Jody.
Yeah.
Everybody qualifies for End of the Week Grand Prize Drawing, too, by the way. 272-9228. All right, Debbie, what is it that one in three guys say, I loved it as a kid and I love it today?
Well, the way you say it doesn't exactly fit the answer I was going to give, but every little boy I've taught in Sunday school or babysat or anywhere I've known likes cars.
Oh.
That's a good guess.
That's inventive.
Thank you. Hope you feel better.
Thank you.
We could use some nurses down here. Jeff.
Hey, good morning. How about a video game?
One in three like the same video game. Is that your guess?
Yeah, or playing video game.
Not it, but it's a good guess. It's a very good guess.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
And let's see what Lindsay has.
Lindsay.
I have a guess.
Okay, what you think?
Favorite color.
Favorite color.
That is a great guess.
Is that it?
It's also, so far, it's the best guess, don't you think?
News talk.
I guess, yeah.
Well, because this favorite thing can be a specific color.
It can be. Yes, you're right. I see where you're going with it now.
That's a little bit of a hint.
Yeah.
Lindsay, give us some more thought and call us back, but that was a good guess. 272-9228.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Okay, so the leading edge of the rain is almost, it's now touching the US 80, I-85 corridor. So if it's not raining at your house right now, there's a good chance that it will be soon. Showers likely from time to time today. Nothing severe, nothing heavy. High around 56. Tonight, showers taper off. It'll be chilly. Overnight low 37. Tomorrow, carbon copy of yesterday with fog early on. Then we get into bright sunshine with highs well up in the 60s. We had 66 yesterday. I think we're at least 64 tomorrow. A really nice day ahead tomorrow. Then the showers return Friday. Another one of these northern Gulf lows that are just going to brush by the area. So showers likely Friday, diminishing Friday night. Dry and mild Saturday. Saturday's high 60. Sunshine warmer, upper 60s on Sunday, the pick of the litter day. Right now, northeast winds at 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, 47 now at 8:06. I want to talk to you about Lightstream, their division of SunTrust Bank, and how much money are you paying in interest on your credit cards every month? Probably way too much, huh? So why not consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money? The holidays are behind us now. It's a brand new year. If you're thinking about all those high interest rate credit cards that you used over the holidays and the bills that are now starting to roll in the mail, here's an idea to ease your mind. It's easy with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Their rates are as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. That's much lower than the high, high interest rate credit cards. In fact, the application process is so easy, you can do it right over your phone. I've been reading some of the great testimonials online at Lightstream.com. Here's one. I heard the radio ad, and it said it was worth looking into. I was a little skeptical because I have never done anything like this before. To my great surprise, the loan process was simple and easy to navigate through. I wish all loans were this efficient. Hey, just for our listeners, you can apply now, get a special interest rate, a special discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/WACV. That's lightstream.com/WACV. Do it today.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/WACV for more information.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
We got a conundrum going this morning. Here it is. 1 in 3 guys loved, it was their favorite blank when they were a kid, and it's still their favorite blank today.
I'm drawing a blank.
What do we put in the blank? 272-9228. We have a full board, I'm happy to say.
Hey.
And Jason, we begin with you.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
All right. How are you?
I was going to guess. I had to get some gas, so I didn't hear the other guesses, but I'm going to guess breakfast cereal.
Oh. That's an interesting.
Your favorite is a kid, your favorite is an adult. Breakfast cereal.
That's it.
That is the winning answer.
Exactly right.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Yep. Does that apply to you, Jason?
Yes, yes. I still love Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
Boy, it's been a long time since I've had Frosted Flakes. That is a good answer.
When was the last time you had cereal?
Cereal, since I was below the age of 20.
That's the last time you had a bowl of cereal?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
You should.
Well, guys, I really hope y'all feel better.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Do we sound like crap?
What do you think, Jason?
No, you don't. I like the Barry White.
Jason, God, give it up next.
I love it.
That's right.
You hang on.
Jason, stay alive.
Wait till you hear Jay Scott do Stephen Bistro in his Barry White voice.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Hang on. Hang on, that is something you absolutely don't want to miss. Jay Scott describing the Seafood Bistro in his Barry White voice. I can give you, like, a...
Can't get enough of your seafood, baby.
A little sneak.
Too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
That's right.
Does it apply at the Seafood Bistro? I don't know about that. Many times that we've loved and we've shared love.
I got a boil bag for you.
All I got is a
sack. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby.
I heard the scene of Bistro filling the blank. Can't get enough of your what? Cheese curds?
Cheese curds, fried okra.
How do you like the red beans and rice over there?
Red beans and rice is really good. In fact, they've got another brand of rice, dirty rice type stuff, but you can only get it with the tacos.
Mm.
Get it with the fish tacos. That's the only way you'll be able to get it, and it's delicious.
I've been thinking about their gumbo. I got a gumbo jelly.
Yeah, you thinking about that gumbo, baby?
Fried green tomatoes. Right. What's that? What's that sauce that Paul invented?
The dragon style.
Dragon style sauce was...
It's delicious.
By the way, when we say Paul, we're talking about Paul, who is the father.
Just like you are.
What else you got, Jay?
Hey, what about if let's say there's a big game this weekend. Where can I get some wings?
There's a real big game this weekend.
A real big game.
You can get wings at the Seafood Bistro. In fact, they do wings, and they've got tons of flavors for those. But if you're looking to do a Super Bowl party that's different, not with the chips and dips, not with the wings and the pizzas.
You call me a dip?
Well, do something with the Seafood Bistro. Make it a Cajun Super Bowl party, or big game party. I keep saying that, whatever. Why is that? They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can call them at 279-7500. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every single day, and they will do your Super Bowl or your big game party. It's tough to do. But yeah, they will, you know, they can provide for that. You just got to call ahead. Let them know. Go online to theseafoodbistro.com. That is their website. That is where you can see everything on their menu. Theseafoodbistro.com. And don't forget to use the delivery apps on your phone if you don't want to get out. If you're like me and just want to stay in bed, use the delivery apps. They'll deliver it right to your door.
And mention Barry White when you call.
As somebody used to work here once said, you can do it in your PJs. That goes way back.
Yeah.
That goes way back to a commercial her and Ben Hagler did.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
They're both gone.
God rest her soul.
Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook, the Seafood Bistro.
God. Hey there, Joe P.
What's up?
Hey, everything's lovely. How y'all doing this morning?
Yeah, you were doing great.
We're waiting for the nurse to make her rounds. That's kind of where we're at.
What's going on?
I was just enjoying that Barry White. I love me some Barry White and Lou Rawls. You know, to me, they are like the George Jones and Johnny Cash of country music, well, you know?
Yeah, and let's add one more name. Teddy Pendergrass, how about that? Yeah, that voice too.
I played a lot of Teddy in Chicago.
Okay, I'm not familiar with them, but
if you don't know me by now,
you'll never know me again.
That's it's Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, but that's Teddy Pendergrass. So anyway,
I sit back, you know, I listen to your callers every day, and got some wonderful callers, and y'all have a lot. Are the most knowledge that I know of, but the callers are very interesting. But I was thinking on the way in to work this morning that one thing about this whole Democrat situation with the impeachment, especially the hearing in the House, it was I thought of O.J. trying on that glove in the O.J. trial. That would not have made me even second guess for a second, because I mean, there he was. It looked like he was struggling with all his fingers just wide open.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And to me, that's as bad a show as
it's
the
a
Democrats.
Joke. It's a bad joke of the country. What everybody forgets is that last night President Trump went to a very blue state, New Jersey, where they had over 100,000 requests for tickets. Joe Biden can't get 20 people to a moose lodge in Iowa, and he's going to overtake Donald Trump. I don't think it's happening. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
I said nurse.
Nurse came in.
Making the rounds, and here's Rosie.
You know what this is? This is hot tea, right? What kind of tea is
she's
this?
Been, I think
green
she
tea.
Just got
Lemon
a big...
Green
tea. Rosie just got an endorsement with a big tea cup.
Oh. Oh, the tea. Oh, you got to take a sip of that.
Is this mine?
Take a sip of that.
Yes.
Well, it is not because I put my finger in it.
Yeah, it is.
Take a sip of that. Is that good or what? Huh?
Very nice. Yeah. And look at lozenges and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Get you through the last 45 minutes.
See,
you and Dana and Jacqueline may have to carry the show this afternoon.
It's a drive-by nurturing.
A drive-by nurturing from Rosie.
We love you.
Bye.
We do.
We love you.
You are, Rosie, you
She's
are
a, saint.
A goddess.
Amazing.
Beatification.
It's coming. We're going to have a ceremony at Bomb Hours. Mm. 8:15, here's your local news. We'll also make a return visit to the traffic dungeon and then we'll come back with something to salute Super Bowl.
The big game.
V8. Cadet of V8.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith is scheduled to be sentenced today. Smith was found guilty of manslaughter for the 2016 fatal shooting of Greg Gunn. Alabama News Network will have updates throughout the day. A husband and wife died in a house fire in Deetsville Friday night. Authorities say the fire broke out on County Road 64. The state fire marshal's office is investigating the cause of the fire. And Montgomery police have arrested a teenager in connection to a 2019 murder. Authorities have charged 17-year-old Jelante Fleming with capital murder and the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Police say Fleming shot into a home in the 400 block of Hall Street, hitting and killing Jones. He is now in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Madonna is on a world tour.
I've got my tickets.
I've got my tickets.
Well, maybe you can have those tickets framed because those shows are canceled.
What?
It's the Madonna Cancellation Tour. She's coming to your town and canceling the show.
I can't wait to not see Madonna.
Then get ready to not see her in New York, Boston, Los Angeles, Miami Beach, London, and Lisbon.
I can't believe I won't see her in so many cities.
After Madonna canceled her show, I was able to stay home and binge Netflix all night. It was great.
The Madonna Cancellation Tour. You'll never see a show like this, ever.
I'm so excited.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one brought to. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
And Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update. The accident on I-65 southbound turned into be just a bump and scrub and is out of the way. But we do have a new accident now on Highway 231 at Redland Road. This is going to be for traffic headed to Wetumpka just at that Shell station right there on the corner. Use caution as you go by there. We have a very busy boulevard still in Montgomery. I-65 and 85 still busy through downtown Montgomery. Atlanta Highway still doing a good business into downtown and Madison Avenue. Use caution wherever you are. We're going to keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yeah, I've waited all year long for the Super Bowl. Drink lots of beer while I eat nachos. I've waited all year long for the Super Bowl. I'm getting drunk by the halftime show.
Having a Super Bowl party, and we're gonna eat chili filled with meat with chips and guacamole. Pounds of chicken wings, fries and onion rings. My friend brought some chili when he asked what could he bring. Now drinking beer and watching football.
Eating, watching football.
Drinking beer and watching football.
Spinach dip and coleslaw.
Yeah, I've waited all year long for the Super Bowl. Slamming sliders down my pie hole. I've waited all year long for the Super Bowl. I'm getting drunk by the halftime show.
This Talk 93.1 FM WACB. We had that caller previously who was everything something political. I was talking about the Trump rally in Jersey last night. This is interesting because that when they get 73,000 voters who identified from the, that was the Wildwood event in southern Jersey last night, 10% did not vote in 2016. 26% of those in attendance were Democrats. This is why they're trying to take the guy out of office, because these numbers have to be somewhat disconcerting to them.
I was just looking at the front page of the Montgomery Advertiser with a picture of Doug Jones on there, and the quote is the most endangered Senate member.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty safe title. Although, never underestimate the Republicans' ability to give away a seat, as we did just a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Do you ever visit Babylon Bee?
No.
If you want a safe escape and great satire, if you like, you know, Weekend Update, that kind of humor, they're so funny. Politicians now going to be barcoded, so lobbyists only have to scan them, you know, to arrange their bribes.
Babylon Bee
threat. John Bolton wakes up next to his dead mustache. Better watch it.
This is almost like the not world news of today, Weekly World News. What was the other one? There was another satire one.
Weekly World News is the best, only because the headlines were so absurd. B-29 bomber found on moon. You know, it just sort of wandered off course and flew 240,000 miles and landed on the moon. This is brilliant. Ingenious move. Trump supports impeachment, forcing Democrats to oppose. It's just, I've never thought I'd see anything like what we're seeing today. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. All right. What do you think the top three beers Super Bowl watchers drink are?
I'm going to say Bud Light's on that list.
Number one.
Jake. Bud Light, yeah.
Would you think Guinness? No, or Corona? Which one?
Heineken.
Corona's number three. And good old Bud is number two.
Budweiser.
Oh.
And for all the attention they give these fancy beers like Stella Artois.
Yeah.
Stella Artois from Illinois.
Stella Artois.
Blue Moon, Miller Lite, Miller. It's number five. Six.
Now, Blue Moon's not bad.
Sam Adams is number four. That's one of those craft beers, right?
Not necessarily.
Is it red?
Which one?
Sam Adams.
They have several different Sam Adams.
Yeah,
they
got a lot of different types, yeah.
Now, in concert with this riveting beer information on the big game, we can find out which of the 57 states in each of their favorite food.
For the big game?
Yeah, the most popular food in every state.
Now, without even looking at the map, and I'm going to look away here. Alabama, it's got to be something barbecue related.
It's not.
It's not?
No.
Well, hang on. What is this again?
This is the most popular Super Bowl food in every state.
Snack.
Okay. And the most popular in Alabama?
Yeah.
Right. I'm looking at it now. You'll never get it. But it's the same in Georgia.
Yeah.
It's the same in Georgia and Alabama.
I have no idea.
Should we tell?
Loaded potato skins.
Loaded potato skins.
Have I ever made those for you?
I have not had your loaded potato skins.
Oh, you know what I could do?
I haven't had your loaded potato skins.
I could do this. We have a Super Bowl party Friday morning.
Oh, Friday morning. You want to?
I could make potato skins loaded with cheese, bacon, and sloppy joe.
Whoa.
And then topped with melted cheese.
Whoa. There's no calories in that.
No. None. Zero. Seven-layer dip is number one in Texas and Illinois.
Several states have cocktail weenies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
God, I can eat so many.
Can you read the one? Florida.
That's buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, okay. So both coasts, Florida, California, buffalo chicken dip, are the popular Super Bowl foods there. Plus, we have a whole bunch of odd facts on the game that we can get into for a minute here at 8:26. If it sounds like we're killing time, it's because we're killing time.
Joey, hurry up.
By the way, the chicken sandwich war has greatly drained the supply of little chickens that they use for the sandwiches. They're blaming Popeyes for the shortage.
Look at the Washington State's lobster dip, and Washington is, no, Alaska's beer cheese dip, by the way.
Well, Alaska's has issues. What can I tell you? Unless that list of the odd things about this game coming up this weekend.
But is it to start at traditional 526-ish? Is it as far as we know?
I think it's 546.
Okay.
And they'll play the first 55 minutes of the game in good time, and then the last 5 minutes of the game will take an hour.
Yeah.
Who's doing the national anthem?
Good question.
Don't know.
Would Google know?
Would know. Yeah, they've announced it. I just don't remember who it was. It is 8:27. If you have gotten tired of dealing with glasses and contacts and would like to know what it's like to once again open your eyes and see everything in 2020, make 2020 the year you see Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. No charge to make the appointment and see the refractive surgery counselor. It takes them just minutes to diagnose your vision issue and determine whether or not LASIK will work for you. Once they make that determination, I was disappointed. I wanted it. Wouldn't work for me. Joey got lucky. Joey was able to get it. And it's amazing because you're wearing glasses or using visual assistance devices, and then one day you don't need them anymore. It's one part of your body where, as Tyrone Davis once said, you can turn back the hands of time. Learn more at OnlineMEP.com. OnlineMEP.com. Actually, using the word online. Or again, call 271-3804 to make that free appointment.
Who is Demi Lovato? Doing it for the fifth time. Demi Lovato sings the national anthem.
She's like Sharika. She's one of those popular kid singers.
Okay.
Mom does.
Hey, good morning. I love that Old Town Road parody.
Yeah. I did that in my spare time over the weekend.
You are talented. Very talented.
I am.
So you're not going to tell me, huh? I was going to sing it to my daughter.
I have sources, Bumnut. I can't reveal my sources.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, I know about that. Well, anyway, fried chicken is my favorite for Super Bowl. Yeah, buddy.
Not me. I'm having Brussels sprouts and honey mustard sauce from Baumhauer's. Mom Nut, thanks. By the way, speaking of Baumhauer's, we will be there tonight when we come back from this message, our good news story of the day at 8:30.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11. Entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Who can't use a little good news on a day where the sky is turning gray, the wind is picking up, it's cold and chilly? Have you been outside?
It is. It's a bit nippy out. I mean nippy out.
It sure is. Oil worker in Canada named Kendall Dwish.
Dwish?
Dwish was in his truck last Wednesday and found three little kittens who were stuck in something frozen to the road. turned out somebody had abandoned them. I hate these stories because this does happen with dogs, too. People just don't know what to do, so they just leave them in the middle of nowhere. But he found them in time and was able to free them by pouring lukewarm coffee on their tails.
I saw this. I saw a video of this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Caught them out?
The video is viral. It's not clear how long they had been there, but they were fine otherwise. They even started lapping up the coffee before he picked them up and put them in his truck. He took them home, gave them food and water, then he brought them to a shelter. And here's the best part. Somebody immediately adopted all three.
Well, thank you, Mr. Dwish.
Yes. And I should get that video. Is it worth a look?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's not bad.
In your weakened condition, I'm just...
In my weakened condition?
Yeah. Not weekend. Weakened. Weakened. Thanks to everybody that called and made the conundrum the roaring success it was today. You've all qualified for our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing, one of which is the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
I'm not laughing at you. Well, I guess I am.
Yeah, you are. I don't blame you. There's a talk show host on Fox. He turns up on Fox, and I think he's on satellite, named David Webb.
Uh-huh.
He sounds like this every day.
Huh.
So this could be a real career changer for me.
It could be a big jump in your career.
Be the next David West. But we give away the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. And some of you will be traveling. Spring break's right around the corner. Get your car into one of their three locations. They make it so easy. Whether you need tires, oil change, the basics, or you've got one of those lights coming on your dashboard that says check engine. Mm-hmm. Doesn't tell you much, but it does get your attention. Take it there. They have state-of-the-art diagnostics. They can figure it out. And they have certified master technicians to do the repair. They also carry all major name brand tires at a true wholesale price. And they always include installation in that price. Need a ride back to your house or office? Need to get picked up from your house or office to get back with your car? Ask, order it up. Customer service above and beyond your highest expectations at all three locations. If you can still hear me, there's a Don Duncan serving Prattville and Millbrook on Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's. Bell Road just north of Vaughan. And Don Duncan at 408 Madison downtown at 833.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
If you've opened up the weather app here lately, you've seen that the rain is kind of encircling us and closing in on us, covering now much of western Alabama, much of south Alabama, and soon it'll be raining from time to time here in central Alabama, with showers likely today. Nothing heavy, nothing severe. High 56. A little breezy out there, too. We have this 10-12-mile-an-hour breeze right now. Look for showers to taper off tonight. A chilly night, overnight low 37. I think tomorrow is going to be just like yesterday. You remember when we started off with the fog, then bright sunshine broke through, and it turned into a nice day with highs in the 60s? Same deal tomorrow. And then showers returning on Friday, but dry and mild Saturday with a high around 60. Sunshine warmer, upper 60s on Sunday. And then near 70 on Monday, we're dry before more showers and storms come in Tuesday. So right now this morning, northeast winds 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, depending on where you are. The rain is getting pretty close now here at 47 degrees, 835.
Okay, our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up very shortly right now. Let's see what's happening on the roads.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still see them working that accident on Highway 231 at Rifle Range Road. A minor accident there, but watch out as you motor by. Busy on the boulevards with congestion from 231 over to Wares Ferry Road, Northeast Boulevard, also East Boulevard at I-85, East South Boulevard at Troy Highway. We're still busy on 65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Use caution. Rain is on the way for your Wednesday, so keep that in mind if you're going to be out and about over the midday hours. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota. Don't worry about the weather. They'll bring the vehicle to you, and you can shop from the comfort of their giant showroom. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith is scheduled to be sentenced today. Smith was found guilty of manslaughter for the 2016 fatal shooting of Greg Gunn. Alabama News Network will have updates throughout the day. Montgomery police have arrested a teenager in connection to a 2019 murder. Authorities have charged 17-year-old Jelante Fleming with capital murder and the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Police say Fleming shot into a home in the 400 block of Hall Street, hitting and killing Jones. He is in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. And a husband and wife died in a house fire in Deatsville Friday night. Authorities say the fire broke out on County Road 64. The state fire marshal's office is investigating the cause of the fire. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord. You talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles, a caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them. And boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers. And, you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody to show them, thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. And if you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it, we've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a message from Attention Deficit Disorder announcer.
Don't forget that Super Bowl 54 in Roman numerals is LIV. It looks like live. Which makes me think of Liv Tyler, the daughter of Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, who just rocked the Grammys. Although Liv was actually raised by Todd Rundgren. Oh, and Liv is known for her acting roles in The Lord of the Rings, Armageddon, and more recently as Brad Pitt's wife in the movie Ad Astra, which was so boring. I didn't want to live. So, enjoy Super Bowl LIV. Or live.
This has been a message from Attention Deficit Disorder announcer.
It's 8:40. Are we almost there yet?
Almost there. Yeah.
Let's bring in the former Ayatollah and Secretary of State, Jean Kerry.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present your Morning Maroon nominees. How about if we go to our favorite state right out of the box?
All right, Delaware, let's go.
Delaware, Florida. The story. A man fleeing from the cops decided to carjack a getaway vehicle. Mm-hmm. one problem. The driver of the car he was trying to carjack was an undercover cop.
Bad choice.
Did not get too far.
Of all the luck.
Yeah, of all the, what is it that Bogey says?
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Yes.
You wore blue and Germans wore gray? Something like that.
Something like that, yeah. All right, more police. This happened in England. Cops there had to rescue a car thief Sunday night who somehow got locked into a car he had stolen. They smashed the window to rescue him and arrested him for car theft. Police in Birmingham, England, got a call on Sunday night when somebody saw a guy acting suspiciously inside a Ford Focus. When they got there, they found out what was wrong. The guy said he was trapped inside the car. Not clear on how that happens.
Yeah.
How do you get into a Ford Focus but not manage
and
to
get out?
Two problems there. That the fact that he got locked in, and second, that he decided to steal a Ford Focus.
They noticed that the car had fake license plates, had been reported stolen, so he was arrested for car theft and other idiocies. Now, I have seen this commercial, and it annoys me. It's a woman who's driving through a snowy underpass, and she's driving a Range Rover and gets stuck and just says, enough of this, I'm just going to go my own way, up the ski slope or down the ski slope, whatever, because she's an independent woman and she don't need men or help. Well, somebody tried to emulate her in Windhall, Vermont. Remember, this is the state that gave us bunnies and us. Around 11 o'clock Friday night, a guy who was driving up a ski slope in a Range Rover. To be sure, it was only a bunny hill, but even one of those going uphill in the snow didn't exactly work out. They stopped 59-year-old Frederick Brachter of Shelter Island, New York, a few hundred feet up the mountain. Failed four field sobriety tests, although I don't know if they should give those on the snow.
Okay, so you got the Ranger guy who gets stuck on the ski slope. You got the guy who hijacks an undercover police officer's car, but he didn't know that. I got to go with locked the car.
Yeah.
Locked in the car while you're trying to steal it.
How do you break into it and can't get out?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Break into it and can't get out. It reminds me of something.
I've fallen, and I can't get out.
Clara.
Can't roll down the window and get out that way?
Yeah, that's another thing.
I say roll down the window. It's probably automatic, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's what we say.
I don't understand.
Want to go with that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Let's see if that's happening in real life.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still see them working that accident on Highway 231 at Rifle Range Road. A minor accident there, but watch out as you motor by. Busy on the boulevards with congestion from 231 over to Wares Ferry Road, Northeast Boulevard, also East Boulevard at I-85, East South Boulevard at Troy Highway. We're still busy on 65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Use caution. Rain is on the way for your Wednesday, so keep that in mind if you're going to be out and about over the midday hours. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the weather. They'll bring the vehicle to you, and you can shop from the comfort of their giant showroom. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
goodbye overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you
later. Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local. Think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Madonna is on a world tour.
I've got my tickets.
I've got my tickets.
Well, maybe you can have those tickets framed because those shows are canceled.
What?
It's the Madonna Cancellation Tour. She's coming to your town and canceling the show.
I can't wait to not see Madonna.
Then get ready to not see her in New York, Boston, Los Angeles, Miami Beach, London, and Lisbon.
I can't believe I won't see her in so many cities.
After Madonna canceled her show, I was able to stay home and binged Netflix all night. It was great.
The Madonna Cancellation Tour. You'll never see a show like this, ever.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Hey, remember I told you I had all these fascinating facts about Super Bowl?
Uh-huh.
And then probably lost it. Here's a few odds and ends.
Super Bowl live, right?
Yeah, Super Bowl live. Who could tell me, who could name the teams that have never been in the Super Bowls in 54 years?
We did this once before. Is it, let's see.
Never even been.
Seattle's been. Yes? Seattle's been.
Seattle's been.
Yeah.
Seattle has been.
There's two teams.
There's only two?
And they have legacy names.
See, the Browns have never been to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there you go, Browns.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Yeah.
The Lions.
Yeah. Remember one year they were playing Dallas to get into the game, I think. It was the NFC Championship game, and it was the final score is 5-3. It was really
That's an exciting one.
Yeah, yeah.
Jacksonville's never been to the Super Bowl, have they?
Oh, yeah.
The
Jaguars.
Yeah, yeah, okay. They played.
Yep.
That was Super Bowl XIV1.
Ziv?
Ziv, yeah, Ziv 1, right. This is the 49ers' seventh game. They went to five Super Bowls between 1982 and 95 and won all five. They returned to the big game in 2013, but they lost to what team, boys? Come on, let's pretend we're at a bar here. Slowly getting hammered and we're talking sports.
When we're doing Super Bowl trivia, I can't.
Well, if that's the case, I'm already hammered.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
I've been hammered. Oh.
If the Niners win, they will tie the Patriots and Steelers for the most Super Bowl victories with how many?
I don't know.
Four?
Six.
Six.
The Chiefs have snapped a 49-year-old Super Bowl drought. So you got the Lions, Browns, and the Jets have been to the Super Bowl. In fact, you could make the case, if not for Joe Namath and the Jets in the third game, the Super Bowl is not what it is today. He was the guy that really gave it impetus.
Right.
Of course, they didn't have Viagra in those days.
No, not that kind of impetus.
Impetus. 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan is making his head coaching debut. He and his dad are the first father and son duo to make separate Super Bowl appearances. Mike Shanahan was the Niners' offensive coordinator during the 94 title, and he took the Broncos in back-to-back years in 97 and 98. This is the first time a Super Bowl will feature two teams with red as the primary uniform color, but the Chiefs will be rocking their red jerseys. The 49ers will have to wear white.
Mm.
And gold pantaloons.
Have we heard anything about which Super Bowl commercials are being hailed as must-see? Anything like that?
Well, we had the peanut thing, but that's...
I don't think any of them are must-see, to be honest with you.
You know what I mean.
Not yet. Nothing I've seen is getting a lot of traction. Let's see. Pat Mahomes is the fifth youngest quarterback to ever start a Super Bowl. The only other quarterback younger than him to win was who? It was a big deal 15 years ago when he first broke into the NFL.
15 years ago?
Brady? Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Peyton?
Nope.
Or Eli, I guess. I don't know. I have no idea.
How about a big, delicious Roethlisberger?
Roethlisberger.
Okay. Yep.
Steelers.
The oldest players participating in the Super Bowl are 37. They are 49ers kicker Robbie Gould, Chiefs punter Dustin Colquitt, Chiefs linebacker Terrell Suggs. This is funny. Each of the players on the winning Super Bowl LIV team will receive $118,000.
Yeah.
Baseball, the World Series, they get close to $500,000 apiece.
I think you get more, though, if you win. If you win the Super Bowl, I think you get more money.
Well, it just says each of the players on the winning team will get...
Oh, on the winning team. Oh.
$118,000.
Wow.
Considering how much money this game generates, that seems like kind of a shoddy deal. Bill Murray spotted filming a Groundhog Day-themed Super Bowl commercial for Jeep.
Not surprised.
It was in Woodstock, Illinois, where the movie was shot.
Is this the first time it's ever been on Groundhog Day? Probably not, huh?
I don't know for certain, but that is the date. Bill's brother, Brian Doyle Murray, who you would recognize.
Yes, and from SNL.
Yeah, and he's going to be back as Mayor Buster Green in the thing. And there you go. Those are your odds.
Some of the biggest ones as far as commercials being touted are the Anheuser-Busch is always big deal.
2014 was on Groundhog's Day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Avocados from Mexico and Pepsi has some sort of big deal spot.
Man, prior to 2001, the games were taking place in January. And then when you go back to the 70s, as early as like January 9th.
Right.
In 77.
Baseball keeps moving its season up, and football keeps extending it. So one of these days, you'll be able to go from the Super Bowl to opening day with baseball.
Hey, I saw that map you had on your screen there. I saw that approaching green blob.
Yeah, the Living for Doppler.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's now overtaken much of South Alabama.
See it? Look at that.
It's coming northward.
It's creeping in like a fog.
Yeah.
Speaking of fog,
okay.
I just happened to notice
pre-varying commercials, by the way.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and there's the plant.
There's the planter's Mr. Peanut hanging from the tree branch.
By the way, disturbing story on that helicopter with Kobe.
Yeah.
No black box.
No black box.
No warning system.
And they didn't have the critical warning system that could have saved their lives.
That's the ground proximity warning system. That is unbelievable. Yep. Jack Ingram, signature used cars. I love my Rogue. I bought a 17 a couple of years back and was ready to upgrade, so I bought a 19 with 12,000 miles on it. And I was amazed at how many features they've developed for the Rogue in just a couple of years, including vision, night vision. So if you want your brights on but you don't want to flick them on and off, it automatically turns them off when there's enough oncoming light. It recognizes that and goes to regular. Absolutely amazing how much smart there is in the car. It's my first keyless car, which is kind of cool. Power seats, all the bells and whistles. And for all of that extra feature work, my payment went up $7 a month from the 17 Rogue. Tip Thames and his team do amazing things. Get your dream vehicle there. If you just need good, reliable wheels, anything with Jack Ingram's name on the back in that signature lot is a car that's been vetted. It's going to deliver reliable driving miles. If credit has kept you from getting better wheels, go there. They have over 20 programs for people with credit issues at Jack Ingram. Greg in the credit department, tell them I sent you. They'll take great care of you. They're at 235 Northeastern Bypass. You can browse by price, by type of car, brand, model type, you name it, at jackingram.com as Keith joins us at 8:56.
Good morning. Right. You're talking about Super Bowl ads. Donald Trump took out a $10 million ad for the Super Bowl.
He and somebody else, I think Bloomberg has one.
Bloomberg's got one, too.
Oh, yeah? Well, that'd be interesting to see Donald.
Yeah, Bloomberg comes on. They don't even know it's him. He looks like a little convenience store clerk with something to say. Thanks for the call. It's 8:56.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oops. Let's go with this.
It's here. My mystery day.
Hello, this is Joey Clark.
Mystery day.
Open the door. Will your mystery date be a dream?
How do you feel about full frontal nudity?
Or a dud?
Oh!
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Would you like me to bend over?
Joey, that's disgusting.
The whole line is, would you like me to bend over so it's easier to blow smoke up?
Ah.
Yeah.
Who edited that?
I'm not sure.
Was it me?
Some listener is very clever.
You want to start a minute early?
Why not?
we sound like the...
We are sputtering to the finish line.
Sounded like the sick ward this morning.
Yeah, I was going to say we should change our colors to WARD. Broadcasting live.
From the pit of despair.
So what's on the Joey agenda today?
Oh.
What are we talking about?
Of course, the impeachment crap keeps going on. Mm-hmm. Today should be hopefully a little more interesting because it's the question period.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But the senators aren't allowed to ask questions themselves, which is actually a good thing because they would just make it a moment for a speech
the
and a
Chief
soundbite.
Justice is going to answer.
Yes,
it. John Roberts. He's going to read the questions.
Yeah. Right.
It'd be like a game show.
That's right.
Yeah, it
put it in the form of a question.
Judge Roberts daytime question show.
Right.
Well, we'll look forward to your perspicacious analysis, Dan Morris, at noon, and I will be back at 3.
You should spray some, like, the microphone and stuff.
I already have the same crap.
All right, I got you. We're lots of